Welcome to the Tech Up Checkup podcast with the Girl Tech Innovators. I'm Lori Boyer.
And I'm Julia Hilburn. How in the world are we already in April, mid-April of 2024?
I feel like it's almost like April Fools, right? Like, April Fools, we're already here. I know, thinking about testing season and graduations coming up next month and already getting ready stuff for next school year is truly just blowing my mind.
We are already off to the races planning for Summer Summit with the curriculum team and working on new hot topics for ed tech sessions that we can offer. So, you know, be sure to be on the lookout for Summer Summit information and when the registration will be releasing for that. That is that 2-day. It's 1 day for elementary, 1 day for secondary, and it's in person at one of our local high schools, and it's just full of jam-packed information on not just technology. Technology is just a part of it, but on all things related to your school year next year. And we're super excited about it, so be on the lookout for that.
Absolutely. Content experts, curriculum content experts, wonderful outside vendors that we utilize for different programs, they'll all be there.
Absolutely.
So let's get started with this month's updates.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Julia, why don't you start? We just had the EdTech Assemble Technology Conference this past Saturday, so give us a little insight into that one.
We sure did. On Saturday, the Instructional Technology Team of St. Lucie Public Schools hosted a virtual technology conference to open that was open to all employees in our district, so instructional and non-instructional staff.
It was really cool. We had over 100 people attend, which is a great turnout for free professional learning opportunities on a Saturday morning.
Absolutely. Some of the session topics included vocabulary, reading progress, Canva, OneDrive, Canvas rubrics for grading, and Microsoft Loop.
Those which are was, like all my faves.
Right? Exciting. There was truly a session for everyone. As I mentioned, whether you were instructional or non-instructional, there was a path for you. You know where my heart lies is with both sides. I have to divide it equally. So that was exciting.
That really was. It was a fun time. We brought out the inner superheroes in us with the superhero theme. So one of the really exciting things that we shared with were some of the pretty neat features there within Canva, including our self-made avatars. That was a lot of fun.
The avatars were super exciting. My favorite part was just kind of like sharing out the secret at the very end that my homemade avatar did the whole morning keynote presentation. I did not come off mute one time to speak, and I let my sidekick superhero do it for me. And
it
then
was a lot of fun.
That was
kind of cool. I ain't gonna lie, it was a little nerve-wracking, right? Because we're kicking off the conference and we're hoping that our avatars are gonna do their job right, but They came through for us.
No avatars were fired in the making. Yes. So everything, you know, panned out. But it was really neat to see at the end. You know, I played them side by side and to say, which one do you think is the real me? You know, will the real Julia Hilburn please stand up? And which one do you think is my sidekick avatar? And nobody had a definite answer. People that have known me since I was 21 years old were on there saying, left, right, left, right. Like, nobody knew. So revealing the big secret was really neat, just to kind of like trick everyone in a way to say, look how neat these avatars can be.
And you know, one of the things that we brought up is that oftentimes we get excited about, you know, the new shiny thing, right? So what's new and shiny in tech, and we all want to gravitate to it and ask, you know, could we purchase this? Could we get a license for it? The truth of the matter is, oftentimes there's so many wonderful EdTech applications that school districts already have access to, you know, whether it's part of like a Microsoft Office suite or, you know, a Canva for education for districts, whatever it might be. And it's just taking some time to dive into that. I mean, we weren't experts in this by any means. We said, hey, let's kind of roll with this and see what we could create. And took the leap. So have faith in your leap and, you know, and try it out, because you might be quite surprised with what you already have right at your fingertips, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, right now we're talking about things that may not interest you, right? Like, you may not be looking to create a video or a training presentation, and we get that. That's okay. However, it really does just showcase some of the many, many creative opportunities that Canva has to offer for our district, where you don't need to go out and purchase something separate or ask for approval to use an outside program.
Yes.
So speaking of all of this Canva stuff, Lori did a session on Magic Studio all about Canva and how this works and to bring it all together. So Lori, can you kind of tell us a little bit about it?
And absolutely.
Yeah.
Canva is creativity at its finest. It makes my heart happy. So for those of you who may not be aware, if you are in a school district and you do not currently have Canva for Education, it's free. And so you might want to connect.
F-R-E-E.
We like free. So if you do not have that, I would definitely, you know, connect with the powers to be in your district to see if that's something that you can bring, because what is really nice about that is that students, teachers, and all staff throughout that district have access for free to the wonderful tools within Canva. And so definitely, you know, look into that. So I'm going to talk about the magic that happens inside Magic Studio. It essentially brings together all the best AI powered tools in one place, which is right there inside of Canva.
That's exciting.
Sure is. So I think teachers will truly enjoy the ease of Magic Design. So when you're inside of Canva, you'll notice that there's a section that inside Magic Studio that has all the Magic Design. There's regular Magic Design, which you could describe in words what you want to design. And you could have things like social media posts, flyers, presentations, and even videos custom created based on what you wrote. So there's Magic Design for presentations, and Magic Design for videos. I feel like this is what we mean when we say that you bring your ideas to life, literally, right?
Literally, yep.
So what's really nice too is that when you use Magic Design, you could even personalize it with your brand colors, like once it's created. So it really just hits home.
That's my favorite part.
Agree. So I personally enjoy Magic Design for videos. With that, you could select a minimum of 3 static images, so 3 images or 3 photos, and a maximum of 10 photos. Then what you do is you describe what you want these pictures to be used for. So for example, I could take EdTech focused images, graphics that might be designed for the recent conference, etc. And then I can describe in words what I want the video created for, and it will turn those images into a video.
How cool is that?
Right? I mean, literally with a click of a button. So it takes these pictures, brings them to life, puts music to it, like a background, cool background tone, depending upon the vibe that you're asking for within that description. And it puts words to it and encourage you, like in this video, it would encourage you to sign up for the EdTech conference. It literally took about 1 minute to select the photos, describe what I'm looking for, and then automatically create that video and apply music to it. It doesn't get much faster than that.
It doesn't. And it's such a quick and easy way to put images together and have a focused video in just minutes.
So with that being said, you might be thinking, well, I don't need to make a video anytime soon. So how does this apply to me in the classroom? Well, the Classroom Connect aspect of that is think about ways in which you can use that to engage your students. So for example, say students select images that represent a passage that they read. Then they can use Magic Design for videos to convey a specific message from their reading or encourage the audience to take a specific action. I mean, think about that. That would be pretty cool.
So cool. I love the idea. And I'm sure that there are so many additional ways that teachers can bring it to life, right? Like these are just some of our ideas, but imagine what all of you and all of our brains together could come up with. This is just mind-blowing. But make sure that you tag the Girl Tech Innovators on any fun ways that you're engaging with Canva in the classroom. We would love to see it. We'd love to thought partner with you and kind of just learn more from each other.
Yeah, and share it out. You know, we're excited to elevate our EdTech community. So any ways that we can share the great things you guys are doing, the better.
Absolutely.
So let's transition into the Microsoft Innovative Educator Expert Program.
Woo!
Woohoo! So the MIEE, that's the acronym because we love those in education, nomination and renewal window opens May 16th and goes to June 17th for the 2024-25 school year. So I know that a lot of times, Julie and I, we talk about MIEEs on this podcast, but let's take a second to kind of break it down for you. If you're an educator who loves to integrate Microsoft applications into your daily work life, then this group is for you.
Yes, absolutely. Let's talk about it. Do you have to be a classroom teacher?
No. No, you do not have to be a classroom teacher. You could be a curriculum specialist. You could be a school administrator.
Yep.
I mean, pretty much if you're infusing technology into what you do on a daily basis, then this is the professional learning network for you. So during the nomination period, you can apply to become an MIEE, in which you share the ways in which you're being a tech leader or infusing that tech on your campus and embedding, if you are in the classroom, 21st century learning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're approved, then you would join the MIEEs once a month starting next school year for what we call community calls. What's really neat with community calls is, you know, you get to learn and collaborate with one another. You get to share best practices. You get to talk about ways in which you're leveraging different applications. For example, whether it's in a leadership role, a classroom role, a district role. And, you know, what's nice too is then at different conferences that you might be able to attend throughout a year or two, you get to connect with the MIE community and have, you know, further elevate those conversations and collaboration opportunities.
Absolutely. It truly is the best professional learning around such a great group of people pushing ed tech. So thinking about your PLCs or your CLPs, just imagine branching out to a group of people that are doing it all over in different districts, in different areas, what it looks like for them and how it could look for you.
And you know what's an aspect of it I really like too is that not only is it in throughout the U.S., we also have our Canadian friends who are part of these calls and higher education.
Yes.
So we really get to see that full continuum of how this is being leveraged and it sparks ideas on the daily basis.
Absolutely. Yep.
So Julie and I, we were the first MIEEs in St. Lucie Public Schools over 6 years ago.
Woo!
That's so crazy. I remember us making our video. We literally made a video back in the day as to why we should be MIEEs and submitted it. And I bet if we watched that now, we would crack up.
So I kind of don't want to watch it. It's like when social media reminds you of the things that you did, you know, 6 years ago, 10 years ago, and you're like, oh my goodness, was that me? Like, how embarrassing. I feel like if we went back and looked at our very first MIE application with that video, I remember what we wore. We had matching shirts.
We did.
It was like so cool that I feel like we would giggle at the things that were innovative at the time versus like what we're doing now. Right. It's just,
it's growth. Yep. We'll just mark that one under growth.
Yep. That's exactly what it is.
Well, I'm excited we took the leap, Julia. I am.
So all of this information is really great for a cohort of Lit 3 teachers. Mm-hmm. Lori, I know that you've already shared this information with them, but just in case they missed your message, if you are in St. Lucie Public Schools Lit 3 program, please check Teams and be on the lookout for support from us in regards to the latest MIE expert application and the process and what they're looking for this year.
100%. And I'd be remiss if I didn't give a big shout out to the Florida MIEEs who presented during our monthly MIEE community call in April. We had teachers literally from all over the state, large counties, small counties, everything in between, sharing the amazing ways that they're integrating Microsoft applications in the classroom and in their district. So we had from Copilot to help with micro-learning opportunities to book studies that were using Teams and OneNote to drive professional learning on school campuses and making learning accessible to all with live captions for translation purposes and annotations. So veteran MIEEs as well as rookie MIEEs really rocked out our Florida Community Call this month, and I'm super, super proud of them.
Absolutely. Speaking about the new MIEE application, even if you are not working towards becoming an MIE expert, you can visit the Microsoft Learn website for free professional learning pathways. Once again,
yes.
F-R-E-E, free. They have some really great resources that you can take with you, once again, all for free, and you earn the badges from Microsoft. So
yes.
I mean,
definitely check it out. I just actually completed the one for the Microsoft AI.
I did too.
Pathway badge. So yes. That was a great one.
That was a great one.
What's your favorite Microsoft Learn pathway or course, Julia?
Ooh, that's really hard. It's tough to narrow it down to just one, but I think quickly scanning my brain, accessibility, and the ones that they have on accessibility are truly so helpful. As educators, we don't always know the ins and outs of making our lessons inclusive for all. We may not think about PowerPoint colors or visual and auditory accessibility, but the Learn Center has a little bit of information on all of the Microsoft platforms to really kind of just get you thinking out of our normal box on what it would look like for someone else. So if you are using Teams, it will show you how text-to-speech transcription and captioning is useful for students who are hard of hearing or maybe even are deaf. And they don't have to be students. Sometimes our audience is others, other adult learners. Mm-hmm. We have to be mindful that not everyone is like us. So
true.
Kind of those pathways really excite me.
I think that's a great one. It also has things like read aloud features, like with that icon in Edge, Outlook, or PowerPoint to help those who, you know, are blind or have low vision. I mean, we really have to think about all the learners that we're coming into contact with on a daily basis, young and older.
Absolutely. The read aloud feature is also great for those with dyslexia or ADHD, and it helps them access and consume digital content. So it's on a ton of different levels. But the reason that I like it so much is it doesn't just tell you, hey, these features are out there and this is how you use them. It gives you the explanation behind it and why the read aloud feature is great for dyslexia or why, you know, transcription is great for those who may be hard of hearing. It kind of breaks it down to help you understand the reasoning behind it.
All right, I'm going to shout it out loud. The read aloud feature is good for everyone. So even if you just need to multitask and listen to content on the go, it's there for you that way too.
I could do a whole professional learning session on accessibility. This is my jam.
Wait a minute.
You should have asked me 15 minutes ago. That is true. I have done it a lot of times. But if you would have asked me this 15 minutes ago, I would have just given you all this. I'm glad you did it.
That's awesome. Well, let's talk about our ticket to try this month.
Yes, let's do that. This month, and I know we're wrapping up, but especially this month, we are always knee deep in planning for the stages of next year, and we want to hear from you. We would love to know what topics you want to learn more about. So if you were to attend professional learning sessions over the summer or during pre-service week, what sessions would you like to see?
And trust me, we really, really, really want to know.
No, we absolutely do.
So our ears are open. We're ready to listen. So send us a chat, an email, a shout out, comment on YouTube, whatever works best for you. We're here to listen. We just want to know what you find the most value in with learning so that we can make it most purposeful for you.
Yeah. Is it reading progress? Is it the new learning tools in email like Loop and Task?
Is it Nearpod or Copilot?
That's my fave.
I know.
We want to know. So also, last thing I'll leave you with, if you have not checked out Belinda Benner's podcast from the talent development team, I wanted to make sure that you add it to your podcast
list. Definitely. You don't want to miss it.
Yes. It is called Straight Chalk, the podcast for busy educators. And this month, she is talking all about teacher and student growth mindset. You can listen wherever you get your podcast from and be sure to share it with a friend.
Awesome. Well, thanks you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed what you heard today, feel free to share it with a friend. And remember, you could get the Tech Up Checkup podcast anywhere where you listen to podcasts from, as well as see us on our YouTube channel. That's Girl Tech Innovators.
Thank you guys. Have a great one.
Bye.